If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best known classical pieces and have you screaming for more in absolutely no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. Fair amount of piano music, especially a couple of weeks ago when we had a lot of Bach music on the piano. My plan for today is to play a lot of piano music as our theme and in between a few pieces of other kinds. So, this will be a mostly piano program. As you can hear, even our introduction theme is being played by Hélène Grimaud, who is a pianist. There were two Italian composers, Alessandro Scarlatti and his son Domenico Scarlatti. In my opinion, they wrote beautiful music intended to be played on the harpsichord, but it transfers very well to the piano. The sonata in D minor is one of the loveliest things I know. It might be interesting to hear that the elder Scarlatti had a run-in with George Frederick Handel when he was passing through Italy, and Handel was putting on such a show that Scarlatti is said to have slipped out and left town. So anyway, these are the Scarlattis of that story. Thank you. Okay, I have reported about the famous Adagio in G minor, supposed to have been by Albinoni. Scholars now believe that it was actually written by Remo Giazzotto, an early 20th century composer, who was the one who had claimed to have found the Albinoni fragment in the ruins soon after a bombing raid in World War II. It is sad that he had to go to such lengths to get one of his compositions performed, but unfortunately we live in a time when serious music lovers often turn to the past rather than to modern composers. I'm guilty of the same thing. It's just that we have only so much energy, and a tried and true composer is a better risk than a new one, especially since most modern compositions I hear, I just don't like. Getting to like them is work, and I leave that to younger people. So here is an actual Adagio by Albinoni, not the fake one. I leave it to you to decide whether his Adagios were so wonderful as to have a 20th century composer pretend that he had found one.
Thank you.
Okay, this next one is one of Mozart's best-known piano works and very typical of his style. I'm going to play a little bit, some all three movements. Actually, I may play the whole first movement. The opening theme starts out like this. And later comes in like this. So look out for that. Here is Mozart's Sonata No. 8 in A minor, played by Walter Klien. Thank you. second movement is really lovely, but it's long. So I'm going to fade in the music in about the one-third mark, and then it ending is really just the same as the beginning. are listening to WXPI FM 88.5 in Williamsport. My name is Archie and this is Archie's Archives. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show. Ravel wrote this work for the piano and then orchestrated it. So let's hear a little of each version. This is called Le Tombeau du Couperin, and this is the prelude, and then we'll hear the fugue. Thank you. That was the Four Lan in a combination of the piano version and the orchestral version by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. This is the Appassionata Sonata by Beethoven. It's really one of the most beautiful and memorable things that he wrote. And I'm thinking, why haven't I played this for you before? It's just beautiful. Here's the first movement, and then we'll see how time goes, and then we can play more movements.
Thank you.
Here is the slow movement. The performer is Vladimir Horowitz, and it's the Sonata Appassionata.
Thank you.
Ravel wrote this work for the piano and then orchestrated it. So let's hear a little of each version. This is called Le Tombeau de Couperin, and this is the prelude, and then we'll hear the fugue. That was the Four Lan in a combination of the piano version and the orchestral version by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. This is the Appassionata Sonata by Beethoven. It's really one of the most beautiful and memorable things that he wrote. And I'm thinking, why haven't I played this for you before? It's just beautiful. Here's the first movement, and then we'll see how time goes, and then we can play more movements.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here is the slow movement. The performer is Vladimir Horowitz, and it's the Sonata Appassionata.
Thank you.
Okay, to start this last segment, here's the minute waltz in D flat by Chopin. This is Chopin's Polonaise in A. Thank you. when most people think of Chopin music, this is the one that they are thinking of. This is the famous Fantasy Impromptu, and very brilliant and rhythmically complex, and everybody wants to learn to play it, and here it is. Thank you. Okay, this mazurka is new to me. That sort of shows you how much Chopin I really know. But I thought you might like to hear it. Is the mazurka in D? This piece is well known. This is the Grand Waltz Brillant. So, there you go. Thank you. Now, here's the one I really wish I could play. I can kind of improvise a little bit of it, but I never sat down and learned this. The waltz in C sharp minor, very well known, but of course not a lot of people know its name. Here it is. Now, I don't know about where you are, but it's getting late out where we live. So, I thought we may play a nocturne. Alright, which is supposed to be for the night time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Archie's Archives. I'm Arch. Thank you for listening. And may I suggest that you become a member of WXPI FM 88.5 in Williamsport. Tune in again next week for some more. And thank you.